I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
My name is Gigi Edgley, and I'm your host for the Jim Henson Creature Shop Challenge. One of the key people who have continued the Henson legacy is his son. Please welcome Brian Henson.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we are pleased to welcome Gigi Edgley, the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shop Challenge. Ms. Edgley is a popular actress whose work includes the TV series Beastmaster and The Lost World, and is best known for her role as Chiana on the sci-fi series Farscape. Over the next segment, Gigi Edgley will discuss this compelling reality show pitting one creative artist against another, which airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. only on Sci-Fi. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to build a prosthetic, feel free to challenge your imagination as we close up shop in the past to create a world of creativity in the present. Gigi, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Gigi, tell us about the format of Creature Shop Challenge and what can audiences expect to see when tuning in this season?
Ah, it's awesome. It's about 10 creature designers that come together to compete for $50,000 and a year's full-time contract for the Jim Henson Creature Shop. And these creature designers are just absolute geniuses, and it's infectious, that their passion for their craft. It's a really beautiful process to watch them literally create these creatures from scratch. Brian Henson and I set challenges, and they're very specific, and we give them a timeline, whether it be, you know, 2 days or 3 days, and sometimes they work individually, sometimes they work in teams, and they have to design, fabricate, create the animatronics, puppeteer. And they also have to create a whole story behind these creatures, and they bring them to a screen test, and we judge them. No pressure.
Right, of course. Now, tell us about your history with Jim Henson's company, and what is it like to work in that universe?
It is an absolute dream come true. You know, when I was a little girl watching The Dark Crystal, I had no idea I would ever be so fortunate to be part of this beautiful family, and it is exactly that. I've worked with a lot of, productions over the years, but there's a very different energy when you're working with the Henson Company. So many, 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 many moons ago, I actually auditioned for this show called Farscape, and it was a sci-fi series, and it was shot in Australia, but it was a Henson production, and I auditioned for a role called Chiana, and she was a runaway Nabari alien, and it was literally just a character that was meant to stick around for one episode. And something happened, and the gods were shining and smiling and very, very good to me. And I lasted on this beautiful spaceship flying through the uncharted territories for over 5 years with the Henson Company. So to be invited back to come, it feels almost like I'm coming home. I feel very excited to be working with the Hensons again.
That's great. Now, tell us about some of the contestants on the show. And is there more camaraderie than cutthroat competition on the series?
100%, because I said to, you know, Brian, when I heard that it was a reality show, and you know, I get a little nervous too, because obviously my main passion is acting, and sure, there's a place for reality shows, but I get a little bit like, whoa, they're taking actors' jobs, so I didn't want to commit to something unless I was head over heels in love with it. And Brian said, you wait till you meet these creature designers. You know, they're so humble and they're so passionate, and you know, sure, they want to be successful, but it's not power hungry or anything. They just want to bring their best work to us, and you can tell it as soon as you meet them. So sure, when you're creating these creatures and, you know, they're put under so much pressure, there are moments that are very tense and dramatic, but I think it's important that everyone remembers that, you know, that's not what the puppeteering world's about, and that's not what the Henson Company's about, and it's a real collaborative process, so they really respect that.
How important is it to consider the performer when designing these creatures?
Oh, huge, huge, because I've worked on many, many, you know, productions with people that have to endure prosthetic makeup or, you know, animatronics, and it's extremely important because, you know, you've really got to make this creature come to life, and if the performer within the whole get up isn't comfortable or can't see or, you know, is getting electric shocks from the animatronic for goodness knows what, then there's no point in it. So yeah, within everything else that these creature designers have to consider, that is definitely, you know, right there on the top of the list.
Now, you mentioned Brian Henson, of course. What is he like both personally and professionally?
He's amazing. He's a best friend. He's a teacher. He's like a brother to me. He's just a really, really beautiful soul. And you can tell that because with any Henson production, you can tell that there's something more than just Muppets and puppets and animatronics going on. There's always a deeper meaning, you know, like you look at the storyteller and you look at the labyrinth and you look at the dark crystal, and Jim and the Henson Company and Brian are absolute visionaries, you know, and it doesn't stop at just creating creatures. And I think we've all been very touched by, you know, the Henson Production Company growing up, and it's so beautiful, you know, to be actually in the studios now and inviting the public in to see what actually happens inside the Jim Henson studios. You know, that's a pretty special invitation.
Now, you mentioned the challenges that the contestants have to face. What are the
unbelievable.
And what are the things that impress you most about what they have to do?
Everything. they're so excited. I just want to reach out to them and give them a big cuddle and just go, you guys are awesome, but, you know, you're meant to be quite official and you're meant to host the show and keep a distance so, you know, they can keep focus on their work. And I just have so much respect for them because I feel like I've been on the receiving end a lot. You know, it's a very challenging business to be part of, and you can see how hard they've worked to come to this point. So when we have the final elimination nights, it's beyond heartbreaking seeing people go. They never leave on a sour note because the whole journey, I think, they've respected a lot. But it's just, it's extremely, you know, challenging to watch these beautiful people that have worked so hard be told that thank you very much, but this is where the end of this particular journey is going to be. So for their dignity and their respect and their passion and their love for what they do and how graciously they pull off the whole process, I'm completely in awe of.
What do you find most fascinating about their creativity and the process itself, what they have to do technically?
Unbelievable. Like, Brian and I introduce a challenge and then off we go, and then I would be, you know, doing my jobs over the next couple of days, and I would have so many moments going, I just wish I was a fly on the wall watching what actually happens, because we see them at the beginning and the end. I'm like, do you think I can just sneak in there? Have a little peek at what's going on. So it's really awesome for me to actually see the show, because now I get to see how these beautiful creations were made from scratch. So I just love seeing it all come together now that I can actually sit back and watch it with my family or my friends. And the first the premiere was really exciting for me because I got to see it a couple of times because I was with Kirk Thatcher, who's one of the judges, the first viewing. And then the second viewing, I was with Beth Hathaway, and Kirk also joined for that one as well. And it was a really beautiful energy because she'd invited a lot of their friends that have been, you know, successful within the industry and that are just really passionate about it. So I got to see all these beautiful, you know, designers, directors, creature fabricators watching Jim Henson's Creature Shop, and it was put to the test, you know, and if anyone could, you know, question it or be, you know, if there was any doubt, it would have come up. And every single person left the premiere just going, that was amazing. And these are people that work and, you know, live and breathe in the industry. So that was pretty exciting.
That's great. Gigi, where can people find out more about yourself and Jim Henson's Creature Shop Challenge online?
Beautiful. Well, I'm under gigiedgley.com, and I'm sure if you Google beautiful Jim Henson's Creature Shop Challenge connected with the beautiful Sci-Fi Channel, there'll be a very large list of images and websites involved with it. So jump online, come and check it out tonight, and I'm sure you'll fall in love with it, as many of us already have.
Gigi Edgley, the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shop Challenge, which airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. only on Sci-Fi. Gigi, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thanks for the ride.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.